Hi, it's Elise.
Hey, y'all, it's Kaylin.
And this is episode three?
Three.
Season two of Love Her, Leave Her Wild. Woo! What? I'm excited. I get excited every time we record.
I know.
I love this podcast. You say woo
every time.
I know. I love doing this podcast. I love my podcast. I always feel like, you know, I don't know, it helps someone or makes someone laugh.
It does.
It does. So.
I agree.
I hope
so. I love it too.
If you guys love it, please, you know, rate us in Apple Podcasts and give us a review. That would be super nice. Pretty soon I'll do another giveaway for that. So look out for that on my Instagram. Big news today.
Big news. I'm more excited about it than she is.
Big news. I was verified on Instagram today. So there's a little blue check mark by.
Little blue check mark.
Yeah.
And my biggest flex is that she's my friend. So there's that.
Yeah. Yeah.
She's like the worst celebrator ever. I just want everyone to know
how
humble you are.
Well, I'm talking about it right now.
Yeah. I mean,
yeah. So that's exciting. It does make me feel like, okay, I, you know, am legit and I have a lot to say and I have a lot of good stuff out there. That I've written and that I've interviewed with and for, and you know, so it's exciting.
Fucking awesome.
Yeah. It's exciting. It makes me feel like, okay, all that hard work and determination that I put into what I create, means something, you know, I'm not just out there outfit of the day type bullshit. Like what I have to say is I hope be meaningful. So that's exciting. So that's an exciting thing, for me.
It's so exciting. I'm excited.
Yes, you are.
I don't even get excited.
So this episode is, let's talk about haters. Let's talk about frenemies. Let's talk about that whole situation. Those people with that bad energy or those toxic people around, your life. I know we did a
bitches. Show. AKA bitches.
Yeah. I know we did a show about toxicity and toxic people, but this is more about like general haters and frenemy type stuff. So
because we've all got them.
Yes, we do all have them. And you never know, like those people could be listening to this show right now.
They probably are because that's how it works. Like they have to bask in what you have because that's what gives them that negative energy that they project onto you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you know, and it's hard when someone is pushing for their dream and living their dream and you're not, and you're in a place that you hate and that you're not proud of, and you're disappointed in yourself because you're going nowhere.
Cause you should be disappointed in yourself.
Yeah, you should be. And so then, you know, if you're listening to someone like hustling and going for her goals and her passions, and you feel like, I don't know, you're going to make fun of that or say some shit, that's okay. My wish for you, whoever you are, if there is anybody, my wish for you is that you take all of that energy, all of it, that the energy that you use to hate on us and poke fun at, or, you know, whatever it is that you may do, put that in yourself and go for your dreams because you can do it. You have the drive. You can do anything you want in this life. You just have to hustle, baby, but don't waste all that energy on me. But hey,
it's not even that they hate you. Like,
no, they hate themselves.
They do, but they're scared. Like they fear that they're never going to be where you are or have what you have or do what you do or have the wisdom that you have, like all of these different things. Like it's all manifested from their own insecurities. It's really interesting.
Yeah, it is. But it's sad because if you just had some, you know, personal insight to yourself and, you know, kind of looks closer into yourself instead of projecting all of these hateful feelings and, you know, onto other people, then you could change that. And I'm going to be offering mentorship through the site. And so you can sign up for that. And I can even help you understand that you're hatred or, you know, whatever you have of my accomplishments are really just, you know, sadness about your own not accomplishing much.
Imagine I can help you. Someone who is just is just so envious of you. That would be
I would do it.
I know you would.
I would.
I know you would.
And I would
I wouldn't even charge you extra.
Exactly. I wouldn't charge you extra. I wouldn't. But I would help you get to that good space, because I really believe in the good of all people. And sometimes they just need a little push in the right direction.
Right.
A little knowledge, a little belief in them.
A little gratitude.
Yeah. A whole hell of a lot of gratitude of what you
that's
have.
That's like the root of I feel like that's like the root of all jealousy is the lack of gratitude.
Oh, girl, that write that down.
I already did. It's right here. I've been thinking about this today, and I was just like jotting things down, because if I don't, like, my Adderall's worn off by this point. I have to make notes, or this is going nowhere. I can assure you of that.
I love that. The root of jealousy is the lack of gratitude.
Yeah, because when you have no gratitude, when you are not grateful or thankful for the things that you have, then all you focus on is what you don't have. And that allows a lot of room for anger, for insecurities, for fears that you have, your greediness to take over. If you fill those spaces with gratitude for the things that you do have, and even gratitude for the relationship with other people that you may even be jealous of, you have no room for that, because jealousy isn't a bad emotion. Like, that is not a bad feeling to have. Like, I would love to be, I actually wouldn't, I couldn't be verified because I got a bad attitude, but like, I am jealous that I'm jealous of your hustle. Like, I'm jealous that you have these successes, because I want that, but I know where I fail in not achieving those things. And it's because I don't have that same kind of hustle that you have. So I recognize where I'm falling short, but like, it would be cool if it like happened to me. If I woke up one day, I'd be like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. Like, I mean, there's people all around me that didn't get in the way of me being so excited for you. And so proud of you. Like, I mean, it's not like I'm insecure. Like, you know right. what I mean? It's like, because I'm just so happy for you. I mean, it's just not, there's just two types of people in this world, shitty and non-shitty. And I'm just one of the non-shitty ones, and everyone else should be non-shitty too. And then we wouldn't have this, you know, have these problems, but
that's not, we wouldn't have this, topic. But there's healthy
jealousy. Yeah. Like, there is healthy jealousy. And I think that it's not, we a lot of times use it wrong, because that jealousy is actually just us admiring things about other people. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm jealous that my husband is very successful in his career and he's done all these things. I could be that too if I would have gone into a bunch of student loan debt and dedicated my life to medicine. Like, that could have been me, but I was busy partying. Like, sorry. But he's also jealous that I had those opportunities too.
Because
he didn't. So, I mean, you got to weigh your options, but healthy jealousy and pathological jealousy are two different things.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do think you have the hustle. I think you have the hustle. What you lack is the focus to where that hustle should go.
You ain't never lied. That is the truth.
So yes. I think if you took that all of that motivation you have and that hustle that you have yourself and focused it on one thing, that you would absolutely do the same thing as I am.
Maybe I'm just a genius. Like, it's madness in here. No, yeah. I'm really not. It's not. Like,
it could
that,
be.
I promise.
Just no. Just pick something to focus on, because you got 25 ideas in your head just swirling around. If you picked one of those ideas and just went with it, you don't have a problem with hustle. You have a problem with picking. Yes, I do. What was that again?
What, that jealousy, like. Jealousy is not a bad emotion. Like, it's not just
no. It was the jealousy is the lack of gratitude.
The root of jealousy.
The root of jealousy is a lack of gratitude.
Oh,
God, I love that. I love
you're
that.
You're welcome.
Girl, that's you're creating that for me tomorrow.
I will do that for you.
It's amazing. I love that, but it's so true.
It is.
When you don't have that gratitude, right? Mm-hmm. all you're doing is looking at what you don't have.
Right.
And then looking at other people with what they do have and being jealous.
And what you have and like other people's success isn't a reflection of your failures. Like that's insecurity,
yes.
Not failure. That is you being insecure.
Yep.
And seeing that other people are accomplishing so much more because you are a complete failure.
Yes.
I know you're doing more. I know you're doing more because you just do more. Like, hello. Like, I have not put the time and the work and the effort in ever into anything. Oh shit. Like into anything.
Well, you did your degrees.
Yeah.
You do and your mom, you being a mom.
Yeah. But I have like 4 degrees in 4 completely unrelated things. Like none of them built off of another. Like it was totally ridiculous.
Still, you finished them, right? You started.
I did finish them. I did.
There you go. And you put a lot of hustle and time into being a mom. Mm-hmm. So you're good. You're good. You know how to do it when you can focus that shit. So,
and don't compare yourself to other, like, I just don't compare myself to other people because I know that my life is different. My everything is different. We're not the same. And the whole thing is like compare in despair is very true.
Yeah.
I am not trying to be about that life. I got too much gratitude to be in despair.
Yeah, exactly. But that's the thing. If you have gratitude and are grateful for what you have in your life, you don't feel that jealousy. You just don't.
Or it's a healthy jealousy. Like it's not like bad. It's the I'm admiring you type thing. Like I wish that I could be like that.
Well, sometimes I look at someone else doing something and I don't think, fuck you, you know, and I'm not going to make fun of them. What I do is think I could do that. I could probably do it better.
Yeah.
You know? And so that's my drive. That's my drive. And I'm happy for that person. There's not one person I don't think that I've ever been shitty about that has accomplished something.
Right.
That's just not who I am. But again, I practice gratitude and I do it every day.
And being mean, like, and being a mean person out of jealousy, like, because you're so jealous that you're like, that it's like eating you alive. Mm-hmm. It's because you're just a shitty person. Like I said, like there's two different kinds of people in this world, shitty and not shitty. Like it's not the jealous aspect that's making you shitty. You're just shitty. And you're making that jealousy instead of using that jealousy as like an admirable thing, turning it into something that you can learn from and use as motivation. You let it consume you in a shitty way and project your mean ass opinions onto that person. Like that's just who you are. That's your problem. Like, but also being the person who is receiving the hateful comments or whatever, like those shitty people in your life. Like, I feel like, how do you know if, like, where do you draw the line as someone who does practice gratitude and you don't have a problem with being this kind of person? Like you're not a mean person at all. Like you're not a hater. No. But how do you know when someone is a fake friend versus a real friend? Like, how do you know? How do you distinguish between the two?
Me personally, or are you talking about in general terms?
You personally.
Me personally.
Or in general, whichever.
Well, we talked before about how I've been learning boundaries. Mm-hmm. One. Two, you know, that's something I have to work on because I personally, my issue is I don't want to abandon anybody. And that is what I'm working on. But because I'm working on myself and my boundaries, people kind of tend to fall out of your life that
you outgrow them.
And they
fall off because they don't have anything in common with you anymore.
Well, kind of. Okay. So my thought process is people around you mirror you as you are or as you want to be. Right. And, mm-hmm. You know, when you're working on yourself and when you're putting those boundaries in place And when you're feeling your self-worth finally, you realize that the few people that mirrored the parts of you that you didn't feel great about, mm-hmm. they're just, they kind of just fall off. It doesn't have to be some kind of big argument or big like friendship breakup or whatever. It just kind of happens kind of slowly. And it's just, they don't really want to, you know, talk to you anymore. They think that maybe they've outgrown you or whatever. And, you know, you just let them, you know, think however they want to think. And, you know, and that's something they have to reconcile within themselves. And, it doesn't mean shit to me. It doesn't. Like I hope for the best for every single person that has been in my life. Oh no, not every single person. Okay. There's one specific person I hope burns in hell.
I hope they burn in hell too.
Yeah. But
I don't even know who you're talking about, but I trust that if you hope that, that I know I will hope that too.
Yeah. There's one person I hope burns in hell. But other than that, I personally would love for everybody I've ever known that touched my life in some way to, you know, grow up, to love themselves, to hustle themselves and try to learn their dream, live their dreams and be passionate. And I really hope that to be true. And if they ever needed a pep talk, I'm like the queen of pep talks. I would give it to them. But, you know, I don't know. I just, to me, it's not my place. You know, they live in that life. If they want to be bitter and negative and shitty and, pretend to be your friend in front of your face and they're not, that's on them. That's that has so nothing sad. To do with me. It's sad. It is sad. It makes
that's
you
like
sad for
so
them.
Immature. Like that was like middle school, elementary, yes. The three-way phone calls, like when they used to three-way call and like try to get you to talk shit about the person on the other end of the phone while they were quiet so that you could hear them talk shit about you. Like agreed. That's what it is. Except I feel like these kind of people are more like crickets who make a lot of noise, like all constant chatter until you walk by them and then they shut up.
Yeah.
They don't like, they are literal crickets in the background.
Yeah.
That's a good way to think about them.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I totally agree with that. And, you know, it, to me, it's just, you know, that's not my life. You know, that's on them. It doesn't affect me in that way. Even if someone is pretending to care about me and be in my life and wishing for me to fail behind my back, that just makes me sad for them.
And I would really like to look at their, like the people who feel this way, I would really like to see their life, like what they have worked for, what they have accomplished, what they are accomplishing. Like, why do you feel this need to constantly compete with someone else in every aspect of life too? Like, and it's not even like these people who like the ones who are truly like career jealous people, like those people who let it eat them alive to the point where they do not care about you. They just care about your failures is like they compete with you with themselves. Like they compete with you on social media. They compare their kids. Like your kids are going to be also in competition. Like they will always compare and place the kids in competition. Yep. And yep. Like that shit's weird. Like that's not normal. So if you're a person who is comparing your children to other people's children constantly, like that's not cool. Like no. that's not okay.
That on happens though fact, so
like,
much.
Setting your yes, and like you're just setting yourself up to get your feelings hurt.
Yeah, but like, it's because and this is where I'll go in a whole different direction for a second, but it's because parents really need to learn that they give their kids opportunities to succeed and fail or struggle or whatever, but they're not actually doing it. So when your kid is on the honor roll, the parent's like, oh, my smart kid, they got from me, my smart genes. Of course I have a genius.
But what about when you're dumb as shit?
Well, here's the thing, when they're struggling in something, a lot of parents feel like they didn't do enough, right? And so, well, you have to separate that because it has nothing to do with you.
Right.
That's your kid. Your kid is a separate entity than you are. So, you know, so that's when you get in the comparison thing. No, you're comparing, what you're doing is comparing parenting. You're comparing you against another parent, not your kid. You get me? Yeah. So there's a deeper layer there.
It's because you're trying to take on, like, you take on the successes of your child.
Yes. So, and the struggles though. And it's neither one of them is you, but parents need to learn this. I talk a lot about it in my forthcoming ebook, Love Her, Leave Her Wild.
But I feel like it fuels the jealousy thing. Like it fuels that fake friendship because.
Well, it fuels the insecurity.
Yeah. So you should probably just be grateful.
Yeah. You should be grateful. You should be grateful that
I have gratitude.
Know, I don't even know if I have any sound advice for people that the haters and jealousy and insecurity. I don't even know. I have hopes and wishes that, you know, these people can learn and, you know, understand that it's coming from deep inside themselves and not from external sources. But some people never get to that point.
No, because they're children. This is their first life and they're
their first life. Yeah. They're level one, they're level two. And, you know, they just don't get past that. And that's a real thing. That's a real thing, y'all. I promise you this. We talked about it in one of my psychology classes in college.
Yeah.
The level one, two, whatever level. I don't even know if we call it levels, but there are different stages in life that you get to, and not everybody will get to that final stage. And some people will always be at that stage one or stage two in their lives until, you know, if reincarnation thing happens and it happens and you try again, maybe get to stage three, next time stage four, who knows? But sometimes someone, you know, these people might never get to that part where they have insight in themselves. And even if they're listening right now, they could justify their actions in some other way.
Yeah.
They can't be say,
like, they project it.
Yeah.
A projection. There's always an excuse, or it's just weird.
It's sad. It just makes me sad because I see it so clearly. Like, instead of hating me for my successes and my hustle and I would love to be more successful than I am. Like, I'm not stopping. Like, I'm not to where I want to be at all. Mm-hmm. I'm going to keep hustling until I get to where I want to be. But, you know, if someone can look at me trying to live out my dreams, because my dream is writing, my dream is podcasting. Like, this is, you know, I want to make a difference. I want to make a change. And if someone could look at me and feel bad about themselves and therefore, you know, be unkind to me or unkind about me, like I said, I want them to pour all of that energy into themselves. And because I learned that so much, especially from being married, it's because I poured so much energy into my partner that I stopped. And this is something that I have realized, and I can't speak for every divorcee. I can speak for me. When, you know, you see a woman who's been divorced and she's like starting to look good, you know, she's like, you can tell, like, oh, you know, she's like doing her hair and her makeup. She looks good. She looks like confident, and that'll show him. This got nothing to do with the husband or ex-husband. You know what this has to do with? Putting the energy into yourself finally.
Yeah. I mean,
that's like all it is.
You have a capacity. Like, I mean, like, you can't, I've seen, like, there was one point where there was a viral post going around saying that you can always pour from an empty cup. First of all, I can't, and I'm not going to try. And it ain't happening over here. So, I mean, it's like having Everly, the one thing is like, I've noticed that when I started pouring into my child, and then when she required more, because now I'm her PT, her OT. Like, I had to do these things because we had only virtual therapy. So I had to pour a lot of energy into mm-hmm. learning all of these things and learning so much because mm-hmm. a professional couldn't see her in person. I realized I poured way less into myself. I used to work out 5 days a week. Today, like this past week is the first time, last week started me actually truly working out for the first time in over a year and a half. Like, ugh.
Yeah.
So that's not okay. And then I did not pour as much into my relationship with my husband. And I mean, it's just like, you can't pour from an empty cup. Like, I don't think that that exists. There will be things that suffer from that.
Yeah.
I mean, like, hello, that doesn't even make sense to me. So it's because now you're off my nerve mm-hmm. because we're divorced or we're separated and I don't have to deal with your ass anymore. And so now I can take, 'cause I'm divorced. So I can say this, isn't me talking about Elisa's husband. I'm divorced. So it's like, now that you're not getting on my nerves and like draining the life out of me every day, I have time and energy and I have effort to put into myself again. Mm-hmm. So I may look better. I may act better. You know, things are more together because you're not constantly here ripping them apart.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But I mean, that's all I can say is, you're able to pour that energy into yourself, you know? And that's for me, that's what it was. It's not like, I mean,
it wasn't a revenge.
It's not like, a revenge at all.
I'm not going to show you what you're missing out on because you already know.
You already know, dude. Like that, you already know. So I'm not going to waste more time doing this for you. Hell no, exactly. It's got nothing to do with you. It really doesn't. All it was is like, oh, I care about myself again. I matter.
Because now I have time to think about myself instead of thinking about how to take care of someone else.
Yes, exactly. So if you put that into play as someone, if you are that kind of person that, you know, looks at someone else's success or hustle or, you know, whatever they're doing and tends to want to make fun, tends to talk shit, tends to put someone down, you know, put that energy in yourself.
And first, before you even worry about putting that energy in, I need you to check yourself. I don't even care about your energy. I care about what you've got to offer. So if you ain't got shit, like if you don't have anything, if you're not on my level, then what is happening? You have no place here. And it's always the people who aren't as good as you wanting to make fun of you or be mean to you or, you know, try to project everything that they're not onto mm-hmm. you. It's really, it's weird how we do that. It's a problem.
Yeah.
But it's not my problem. It's not your problem. That's that person's problem. So like, that's like that when a personal problem is a real thing, like, and that's a personal problem.
Yeah. I don't know.
You outgrow this, but you don't into adulthood. And the more things that you achieve, it just keeps following you. Like it's ridiculous. Like everybody's got them. And these people will always notice your accomplishments before you do. They feel the heat of your accomplishments before you even recognize that you've accomplished something else.
Yeah. I would agree with that. I would definitely agree with that.
That's crazy. Like, they must be tired people. Y'all tired.
I know. Well, you're tired. You're, you know, I don't know, disappointed in yourselves. I don't know. My wish for you is to not be like that anymore. My wish for you is to like really focus on, what did I see the other day? Damn it. It was, if you're too busy watering your own grass, then you're not looking for whose ever grass is greener, you know, and I know that's not the exact quote, but it's something like that. And I saw that somewhere and I liked that a lot because that's just kind of how I am. Like I'm too busy hustling. I'm too busy, like trying to do the things that I love. And, you know, I don't know. Life is too short. Life is too short to look at other people doing things and then hating on them for doing something that I'm not doing myself. Then fucking do it. You know, eventually they won't be in your life. Whether it's just, you know,
crickets time, in the background.
Yeah. Whether it's just time or whether, you know, it's them who can't watch you, who can't watch you pursue your dreams and pursue your love and, you know, all the things that you want to do and need to do and are doing.
It really sucks to suck.
It makes me sad. I am sad for them.
Have you ever been jealous? Like in a toxic way, have you ever been jealous over someone?
Maybe.
I have.
I don't know. Jealous as much as I,
but you're not, I don't consider you, I'm very insecure. And that's where it came from, was being very insecure. Like, and it's a really shitty feeling. Like, and it easily consumes you, but because I have some insight into myself, like I know what, like I can identify this as a problem and I knew it wasn't healthy. And I knew like I couldn't be this obsessed with something that I didn't have. Like, but it was really hard. It was hard. And I can see why these people who are jealous and who are hateful, I can see how they get to that point.
I was jealous when all of my friends were getting married and having kids and I didn't, but I was jealous in that, like, I was sad for myself.
Right. And you know, I was talking about like how jealousy doesn't make you mean like you're just a shitty person. And I was using, like, when I was thinking these things and I was writing down like just my thoughts on this whole thing about how, you know, jealousy is truly the lack of gratitude. And what I was thinking about was how I struggled with having a child. Like, Everly was my fifth pregnancy. I had 4 miscarriages before her and we lost her twin. So it's like, for me, I was never mean when everyone around me had children, when they got pregnant and they had a baby. Like, I was never mean to them. I was never mad at them and I never felt anything. I was happy for them. Like, there was still gratitude because, like, I still had gratitude for what they had. Like, I wanted them to be happy with their family. What was really fucking with me though was when I work in a hospital and you have kids that come in and they're abused, you know, like then it does start, but you still have gratitude. Like, and I think that's what saved me from being a piece of shit, because I had a reason to be mad and I had a reason to be jealous. And if I would have let that consume me, I could have been a really shitty person. Very bitter, very, very bitter. Like, I don't know.
I was jealous in a toxic way when I had Felicity.
Yeah.
And my friends had neurotypical babies.
And like a non-traumatic birth experience.
Yes.
Like, yes. I didn't have a traumatic birth experience, but I have, one of my close friends did. And I just hate that so much for her. And she's struggled, like that has been hard for her. And it's traumatizing. Like the trauma that comes along after that, like it doesn't leave you. Like it's just really, it's really bad.
Yeah. Exactly. So yeah, that's another thing. It was like traumatic and, you know, oh my God, it was so hard for me. It was so hard.
Be happy for people having babies. Like, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
And it was happening all around me and people I cared about. So yeah, it did happen in a very toxic way. And I'm not happy. And there was another time where one of my best friends told me she was pregnant and I just immediately started crying.
I hate that for you.
I feel so terrible to this day.
Yeah, like that's just so not you.
Yeah. I mean, I told her immediately, I was like, I'm really happy for you. This isn't about you. And she knew that. She, bless her heart. But I still feel very guilty to this day about it.
Yeah.
You know, and you know, I'm Auntie Lise to them. And yeah, one of them, I still feel very, very bad because it really wasn't about her at all.
Exactly. Like it's not you in that. That's just my whole point right there is like, it is a self issue. It is really, truly self manifested. And it's like, you know, that's a situation that could have cost you your friendship.
Yeah. Thank God it didn't.
Yeah. And it's like, I mean, when you realize what the issue is, you can fix it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. You know, I think it helped really when I told her immediately, like, this isn't about you. I am happy for you. I love you. This is really exciting for you. It's not about you. And I had had a really bad day at work, like something very traumatic happened at work. And she even said, like, I knew this wasn't the day to tell you, but you know, it was just about me feeling insecure about my future and if I would ever have kids or a husband. And, right. But yeah, it still to this day haunts me, and it's been 8-9 years.
Yeah. And I have still a friend who was pregnant and I didn't go to her baby shower, and mm-hmm. I ended up telling her, she's pregnant again with her second baby. And, I ended up telling her, it was like shortly after Everly was born. And I, and you know, even though I struggled with, had all this fucking shit show when it came to having a baby and staying pregnant and all of these things, like I never talked about it because I never wanted someone to be uncomfortable. I never wanted someone to be uncomfortable being happy when they had a baby. Like I never wanted them to feel like they couldn't tell me. Mm-hmm. And when my friend told me that she felt like she couldn't tell me, it really bothered me because I was like, do I make you feel like, is that really that, like that I give that vibe off that I can't be happy for you? And she was like, no, I just know that it sucked for you. And I was like, okay, well, you're right. It did suck. And that's why I didn't come to your baby shower. And she mm-hmm. knew that's why I didn't come, of course. And it was like, well, why'd you wait this long? I was like blaming her. I was like, why'd you wait this long? It's been like 3 years. Why didn't you say that it bothered you? You know, like, but it's because I just would have went there and cried. And like, I didn't, and it just would have been so, and I couldn't help it. I had just had a miscarriage like before, like right before this. And I was like, mm-hmm. I couldn't go. And I was getting ready to go through a divorce. And I was like, I can't show up for you for this. I still sent mm-hmm. her a gift.
Mm-hmm.
But like some things, like, I mean,
sometimes you just got to take care of yourself.
Yeah. And I mean, I sucked. I was a sucky friend in that time. And it was because of my insecurity and my fears. And
I was just a shitty friend too.
I mean, we recognize we suck. It's okay.
Mm-hmm. And that's part of growth though.
It is, but it's bad when you suck and you don't think you suck.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the whole thing, because you knew, I mean, you felt bad.
Right.
I felt bad. That, and that's the difference.
It's a horrible feeling. It's so horrible. It's the most exciting time of your friends' lives. And like, and I can't.
Struggling so hard. And mm-hmm. yeah, God. And then that makes you feel worse.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a whole cycle. Yeah. I mean, yeah. And, but there's a difference between feeling that way and just being hateful.
Yes. If you're hateful, I got nothing jealous for you.
And, like, yeah. I just, for me, it's just, God, you could do so much, so much with that energy.
I'm jealous over the energy you have.
Yeah. To hate that hard.
Yeah.
Be jealous that energy, much. Like holy shit.
I genuinely don't have the energy. I also don't care enough about people that aren't a big part of my life, like, or that aren't innocent, you know, like if I know that you're like this, like, it's just, I don't have that energy for you. And
yeah, well, I can tell you therapy has really been helping me, because the other day I told a friend, like, you think I'm that invested? It was just like something so stupid. It was a mini argument about something so dumb. And I was like, if you really think I'm that invested, that it matters to me. And that's what
I'm here for. I just want you to know.
But I would never have said that. I would never have said that. But like, I'll be honest, I ain't invested. You can pretend like you're a certain type of person in my life. You pretend that you're my friend and whatever, but I will promise you, I ain't invested.
I want to take you back. I want to take you back. To a time when I said that I was neutral to people and they had to give me a reason to trust them.
No, I'm not saying that.
No, that's what you said.
No, it's not. What I'm saying.
They had to give you a reason to be invested. They have to give me a reason. Oh, y'all listen to this.
No. What I'm saying is I am no longer invested.
Oh, you I'm got no your money longer. Back?
Yeah. Like. Yeah. I realized that, you know, what I paid wasn't what it was worth. And
an emotional refund.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm no longer invested. Like, you already, you showed me, listen, my whole thing is like, in my life, in my circle, you really have to show me that you're a pretty bad person for me to no longer invest in you.
Boundaries.
Period. Yeah. Before it wouldn't be, before I would just be like, I would make excuses for people. Well, they're this, well, they're going through this, well, they're blah, 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 but no longer. No, no. So if I'm pulling my investment out of you, you done bad and you fucked up. And that's really shitty because if I invest in you, I invest all in you.
And so that's you repoed sad for you. The fucks that you, you repoed the fucks that you gave.
I did. I repoed the fucks that I gave. And you can't buy it back. It's gone. Try another time with someone else.
Please do.
But it has been working. So that's what I would say is my advice is boundaries.
And repoing the fucks you gave.
Repoing the fucks. You have to make a graphic out of that one.
It feels good. Let me make a note.
Yes. Yeah, it does. It does feel good. I will say it feels very empowering. I still wish the best for the people that I know that I repoed my fucks. I do, honestly. Like, if you want to hate on me, that's fine. It really just says more about you than me.
They're not in your arena anyway.
I mean, I don't need, all I need is belief in myself.
That's true.
So, I mean, if people in my life don't want to believe in me, that's okay. Cause I do. And I'll just surround myself. You. Thanks.
I don't believe in many people. Shocked. I believe in you. I probably believe in you more than I believe in myself at this point. So,
oh Lord.
I mean, y'all, at least DoorDash me candy because I was having a bad day and it was so sweet. And I knew instantly that it was her.
Yeah. How did you know it was me?
Because who else would do that? Like nobody.
But that's because I'm invested. Yeah, so don't do anything. Money. Don't do anything to get those bucks repoed because then you lose out on this.
Oh, I would be so sad if we had a friend break up.
Yeah.
Oh, I would probably cry. I think I would cry. Oh, that would be sad.
So that's my advice is boundaries, gratitude. And you know, you can't change anybody. You can't change them. Don't try to change them. And just hope for the best for them, but focus on you, water your lawn. And, sometimes you have to repo the fucks you invested in someone.
Please do.
Until then. Well, if you have any, submissions or questions or whatever you may have, topics that you want to have us, talk about on the podcast, you can submit those at www.loveherleaveherwild.com. We are sponsored by my upcoming book, Love Her, Leave Her Wild, and Dear Mom, which is an organization that supports mothers with children with Down syndrome. And that's a wrap on this one.
We'll see you next time.
Woo! I don't know what we're talking about yet, but it's going to be good. All right. Bye.
Bye.